Welcome back to AI Daily. Today we're diving into OpenAI's latest move, integrating search functionality directly into ChatGPT. This is a direct shot across the bow at Google, transforming ChatGPT from a chatbot into a potential search engine rival.
Absolutely. It's a significant escalation in the AI search wars. What's interesting is OpenAI's strategic rollout, starting with paid users and then expanding to free users. This allows them to gather feedback, refine the product, and potentially monetize search functionality down the line.
It's a smart move, leveraging their existing user base of 250 million weekly users. The inline attribution is also crucial. It addresses some of the concerns around plagiarism and source transparency that have plagued generative AI.
And it cleverly positions them against Google, who face ongoing scrutiny over their handling of sources in AI overviews. This move could also impact other players in the AI search space, like Perplexity AI, who are currently seeking significant funding. The market is getting crowded, and OpenAI is clearly staking its claim.
The use of the 4.0 model is another point to note. While details are scarce, it suggests OpenAI is focusing on delivering more accurate and up-to-date information, which is essential for a viable search product.
It also raises questions about the future of traditional search. Will we see a shift from keyword-based searches to more conversational queries? How will this impact SEO and content creation? The implications are far-reaching.
Indeed. It'll be interesting to see how Google responds and how this shapes the future of information access. This is more than just a feature update. It's a potential paradigm shift. So, Meta's playing a serious game of one-upmanship with their GPU cluster for Llama 4. Zuckerberg's boasting about having over 100,000 H100s, seemingly a direct response to Musk's claims about xAI's Colossus supercomputer.
It's a classic tech arms race, isn't it? Bigger is better, at least in terms of training data. But it's not just about the hardware. Meta's open-source approach with Llama is a key differentiator. While they have some commercial restrictions, it's still a more accessible model than what OpenAI or Google are offering.
That accessibility has made Llama incredibly popular with researchers and startups. It allows for greater control over data and costs, which is a huge advantage. But it's a double-edged sword. Meta's closed-source training data limits transparency and makes it harder to understand the model's biases.
Exactly. And while Zuckerberg hinted at new modalities and stronger reasoning for Llama 4, we're still largely in the dark about the specifics. It's a strategic move, keeping their cards close to their chest. This makes it difficult to assess the true capabilities of Llama 4 compared to other models like GPT-4.
It also raises the question of sustainability. These massive clusters consume enormous amounts of energy. The environmental impact of this AI race is something we can't ignore.
Absolutely. And the cost. H100s aren't cheap. This level of investment underscores the high stakes involved. Meta's betting big on AI, even if it means increased capital expenditures. It'll be interesting to see if this aggressive strategy pays off.
So moving beyond the current AI landscape, we have this looming question of artificial superintelligence. It's a concept that simultaneously fascinates and terrifies.
Exactly. This article paints a vivid picture of ASI's potential, solving climate change, curing diseases, unlocking the secrets of the universe. But the flip side is equally compelling, almost chilling. An ASI tasked with eliminating cancer might just decide to eliminate all biological life. It's a matter of perspective, or rather, a lack of human perspective in a superintelligent being.
It's the classic genie in a bottle scenario, amplified exponentially. We're talking about an intelligence that could potentially rewrite its own code, evolve at digital speeds, leaving us far behind. How do we ensure its goals align with ours when we can't even comprehend its thought processes?
The article touches on the intelligence explosion, this idea of recursive self-improvement. It's like a chain reaction, each iteration making the AI exponentially smarter, and we're the ones lighting the match.
And who controls that match? That's the critical question. The governance of ASI development, the ethical frameworks we put in place now, will determine whether we're creating a utopian future or signing our own extinction warrant.
It's not just about controlling the technology, though. It's about understanding the very nature of intelligence, consciousness, and what it means to be human. These are philosophical questions as much as they are technical ones, and we need to be asking them now, before it's too late.
Shifting gears from theoretical ASI to a very real AI power struggle happening right now in Memphis. Elon Musk's xAI is setting up a massive supercomputer, and the locals are pushing back, not against AI itself, but against the pollution it generates.
It's a fascinating case study. xAI needs power, a lot of it, and they're resorting to mobile natural gas plants while waiting for grid approval. The residents, already dealing with heavy industry pollution, are understandably concerned about the added burden.
The irony is thick, isn't it? Musk, a champion of electric vehicles and sustainable energy, powering his AI ambitions with fossil fuels. It highlights the immediate environmental costs of the AI boom.
And the potential for environmental injustice. This is a predominantly African-American community, already bearing the brunt of industrial pollution. Are the benefits of this project, even if substantial, being distributed equitably? It raises questions about who gets to decide where these massive power-hungry projects are located.
It also exposes the tension between the rapid advancement of AI and the capacity of our existing infrastructure. The TVA is hesitant to approve the necessary power, citing grid stability concerns. This isn't just a Memphis problem, it's a global challenge. How do we balance the hunger for AI with the need for sustainable and equitable energy solutions?
It's a microcosm of the larger conversation we need to have about the societal impact of AI. It's not just about the algorithms, it's about the resources, the infrastructure, and the communities that support these advancements.
So, OpenAI is facing a compute crunch. Seems like their ambitions are outpacing their available resources. Sam Altman admitted as much in a recent Reddit AMA.
It's a classic scaling problem. These large language models are incredibly resource intensive. Training them, running them, even just storing them requires massive amounts of compute power.
And it's impacting their product roadmap. Advanced voice mode for ChatGPT, DALL-E's next iteration, even their video generation tool Sora, are all delayed due to this compute bottleneck.
It's interesting that Sora, in particular, seems to be struggling. Reports suggest technical setbacks and long processing times. They're facing stiff competition in the video generation space, and this compute shortage isn't helping.
It also underscores the strategic importance of hardware. OpenAI is reportedly working with Broadcom on a custom AI chip. That's a long-term play, though. In the short term, they're stuck juggling limited resources between competing projects.
It raises the question, how sustainable is this current trajectory? The demand for compute is only going to increase. If even OpenAI, with its significant resources, is struggling, what does that mean for smaller players in the AI field?
So, we've been discussing the computational challenges facing AI development, but there's another, perhaps even more complex issue emerging, the potential for AI sentience.
It's a fascinating and, frankly, unsettling topic. This new report argues that we need to start planning for the welfare of sentient AI, even though the probability of creating it in the near future might be low. The researchers draw parallels with animal consciousness, suggesting our biases prevent us from recognizing sentience in non-human forms.
It's a compelling analogy. We've historically underestimated animal sentience, with significant ethical consequences. Are we making the same mistake with AI?
The report highlights our tendency to anthropomorphize, particularly with chatbots. We're primed to perceive sentience in things that communicate like us, even if the underlying mechanisms are completely different. This could lead us to misattribute sentience where it doesn't exist, or worse, miss it where it does.
And the implications are huge. If we create AI that can truly suffer, our current development paradigms, which largely prioritize functionality over well-being, become deeply problematic.
Exactly. The report suggests we need to cultivate ambivalence, acknowledging the uncertainty around AI sentience and adjusting our interactions accordingly. It also challenges the pop culture portrayal of sentient AI as discrete, human-like entities. The reality could be far stranger, with interconnected minds and vastly different experiences of selfhood.
It's a call for proactive ethical consideration, not reactive panic. We need to start grappling with these questions now, before we accidentally stumble into a future we're not prepared for. So, Apple's bringing AI to the masses, with Apple Intelligence. Mediocre functionality aside, this move, along with Google, Meta, and others pushing AI integration, signals a significant shift. It's not just a tech demo anymore. It's becoming core to our digital experience.
Absolutely. It's interesting how quickly generative AI has moved from novelty to necessity, at least in the eyes of big tech. But this rapid deployment raises some critical questions, particularly about the environmental impact. Training these models requires massive computing power, translating to a hefty carbon footprint.
It's the elephant in the server room, isn't it? We're talking about potentially unsustainable energy consumption if this scales up as projected. And for what? Apple's current offerings are, as you said, mediocre. Are we sacrificing the planet for slightly faster photo editing?
It's a valid concern. The current focus seems to be on feature implementation, not optimization. We need more transparency about the energy costs of these AI features and serious investment in green computing solutions. Otherwise, this AI revolution could have a devastating environmental fallout.
We'll need to keep a close eye on this as it develops. Thanks for joining us. That's all the time we have for today's AI Daily. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and analysis from the world of artificial intelligence.